Mr. Darwin on the Beagle sailed the oceans and seas to South America and Tahiti and New Zealand, Maldives, to Australia and Tasmania, Keeling Island and St. Helena, to Ascension and Mauritius and Brazil, De Verdes and Galapagos Islands. Mr. Darwin on the Beagle sailed away for 5 years. Mr. Darwin on his journey watched the plants, beasts, and birds. He drew pictures, gathered samples, kept a journal full of words. He saw beetles, iguanas, giant tortoises, flightless cormorants. He saw finches, frogs, and lizards, duckbill platypuses, albatrosses. Mr. Darwin wondered where they came from, and he soon had ideas. Mr. Darwin, when he got home, wrote these new ideas down. But he didn't like to offend, so didn't share them around. 20 years passed, Mr. Darwin got a letter from a Mr. Wallace. Now this young man had discovered just the same thing Mr. Darwin found aboard the Beagle. Mr. Wallace had the self-same ideas. Mr. Darwin and Mr. Wallace formed a team for some time, but Mr. Darwin wrote his big book in 1859 on the origin of species by natural selection. Everybody read the book, everybody had an opinion. Some people praised it, others damned it, Mr. Darwin's big book. Mr. Matthew was a gardener, and when he read Darwin's book, he wrote a letter to the paper saying, "Just take a look at the book I wrote nearly 30 years ago. I had all the same ideas." No one listened, and Mr. Matthew and Mr. Wallace were forgotten over all the years, and now we just remember Mr. Darwin's big book. Now when you think about natural selection, just spare a thought for those forgotten too. Remember those names, just a brief recollection: Alfred Russel Wallace and Patrick Matthew.